Why leadership communication is mostly about listening. In the fast-paced world of modern leadership, we often emphasize the importance of speaking with authority, delivering compelling presentations, and articulating vision with clarity. However, the most effective leaders understand a fundamental truth: exceptional leadership communication is primarily about listening, not talking. While many leaders focus on perfecting their speaking skills, the real power lies in developing extraordinary listening abilities that build trust, foster innovation, and create meaningful connections with team members. The traditional view of leadership communication centers around commanding presence and persuasive speaking. However, research consistently shows that listening forms the foundation of effective leadership communication, enabling leaders to understand their teams, make informed decisions, and create environments where people feel valued and heard. This shift from talking to listening represents a fundamental transformation in how we approach leadership effectiveness. The foundation of trust through active listening. Trust serves as the cornerstone of effective leadership, and listening acts as the primary vehicle for building and maintaining this trust. When leaders genuinely listen to their team members, they demonstrate respect, empathy, and genuine interest in their perspectives. This creates a psychological safety net that encourages open communication, honest feedback, and collaborative problem-solving. Listening becomes a secret weapon for building trust because it shows team members that their thoughts, concerns, and ideas matter to their leader. Effective leaders understand that trust cannot be demanded or mandated; it must be earned through consistent actions and behaviors. Listening provides the opportunity to demonstrate trustworthiness in real time. When a team member shares concerns about a project deadline, a listening leader doesn't immediately offer solutions or dismiss the concerns. Instead, they ask clarifying questions, seek to understand the underlying issues, and acknowledge the validity of the team member's perspective. This approach builds trust incrementally, creating stronger relationships that withstand the inevitable challenges of organizational life. The difference between hearing and strategic listening. Many leaders confuse hearing with listening, but these are fundamentally different processes. Hearing is a passive biological function. Sound waves hit our eardrums, and our brain processes the information. Listening, however, is an active, intentional process that requires focus, empathy, and genuine engagement. Strategic listening goes even further, incorporating understanding, interpretation, and thoughtful response into the communication process. Strategic listening involves multiple levels of attention and engagement. First, leaders must listen to the words being spoken, understanding both the literal meaning and the underlying message. Second, they must pay attention to nonverbal cues such as tone of voice, body language, and emotional undertones. Third, they must consider the context in which the communication is occurring, including organizational pressures, team dynamics, and individual circumstances that may be influencing the conversation. When leaders develop these advanced listening skills, they become more effective communicators overall. Effective leadership communication emerges naturally when leaders combine strategic listening with thoughtful, well-informed responses that address both the spoken and unspoken needs of their team members. Creating psychological safety through listening. Psychological safety, the belief that one can express ideas, concerns, and mistakes without fear of negative consequences, represents a critical factor in team performance and innovation. Listening plays a crucial role in creating and maintaining this psychological safety. When leaders consistently demonstrate that they value input from team members, people become more willing to share bold ideas, admit mistakes, and engage in constructive conflict. The process of creating psychological safety through listening requires intentional effort and skill development. Leaders must learn how to make people feel safe opening up by demonstrating genuine interest, avoiding immediate judgment, and responding thoughtfully to what they hear. This involves asking open-ended questions, reflecting back what they've heard to ensure understanding, and expressing appreciation for the courage it takes to share vulnerable information. Moreover, listening leaders understand that creating psychological safety is an ongoing process, not a one-time achievement. They consistently reinforce safe communication norms by modeling good listening behaviors, addressing communication breakdowns quickly and fairly, and celebrating instances when team members demonstrate courage in sharing difficult truths or challenging ideas. Listening is a leadership superpower. In an era where information moves at lightning speed and decisions must be made quickly, listening might seem like a luxury that leaders cannot afford. However, the opposite is true. Listening functions as a leadership superpower precisely because it enables leaders to make better decisions faster by gathering comprehensive information before acting. When leaders listen effectively, they gain access to information that would otherwise remain hidden. Team members often possess crucial insights about customer needs, operational challenges, and innovative solutions that never reach leadership through formal reporting structures. By creating space for listening, leaders tap into this collective intelligence, making more informed decisions and avoiding costly mistakes that result from incomplete information. Furthermore, listening enables leaders to identify emerging issues before they become major problems. Team members usually recognize patterns, trends, and potential challenges long before they appear in formal reports or metrics. Leaders who listen regularly to their teams can address these issues proactively, preventing small problems from escalating into major crises. Overcoming common listening barriers. Despite understanding the importance of listening, many leaders struggle to implement effective listening practices due to various barriers. Time pressure represents one of the most common obstacles. Leaders often feel too busy to engage in meaningful listening conversations. However, this perspective reflects a fundamental misunderstanding of listening's value. Effective listening actually saves time by preventing miscommunication, reducing the need for clarification conversations, and helping leaders make better decisions that don't require later correction. Another significant barrier involves the leader's own expertise and experience. Successful leaders often reach their positions because of their ability to solve problems quickly and make decisions efficiently. This expertise, while valuable, can create a tendency to formulate solutions before fully understanding the problem. Overcoming this barrier requires conscious effort to suspend judgment and resist the urge to provide immediate solutions. Some leaders also struggle with conversations involving team members who communicate differently than they do. Learning how to effectively engage with people who have different communication styles becomes essential for leaders who want to listen effectively to all team members, not just those who communicate in ways that feel natural and comfortable. The art of conversational excellence. Exceptional leaders understand that great conversations form the backbone of organizational success. These conversations don't happen by accident, they result from intentional practices and skills that leaders develop over time. Great communicators consistently apply specific techniques in every conversation to ensure that listening and speaking work together to create meaningful exchanges. The art of conversational excellence involves balancing speaking and listening in ways that serve the conversation's purpose. In some situations, leaders need to provide clear direction and guidance. In others, they need to facilitate discussion and draw out diverse perspectives. The key lies in recognizing which approach serves the situation best and having the skills to execute either effectively. Masterful listening also involves understanding when to remain silent and when to speak. Sometimes the most powerful response to what someone shares is simply acknowledgement and appreciation. Other times, the situation calls for clarifying questions, emotional validation, or collaborative problem solving. Developing this conversational intuition requires practice, reflection, and ongoing commitment to improvement. Building listening skills across communication contexts. Effective leadership communication extends beyond formal meetings and one-on-one conversations. Leaders must develop listening skills that work across various communication contexts, from informal hallway conversations to large group presentations to virtual team meetings. Each context presents unique listening challenges and opportunities. In virtual environments, for example, leaders must work harder to pick up on nonverbal cues and create opportunities for quieter team members to contribute. In large group settings, listening might involve observing group dynamics and energy levels rather than focusing solely on individual speakers. In crisis situations, listening skills become even more critical as leaders must quickly assess multiple perspectives and make decisions based on incomplete information. The most effective leaders adapt their listening approach to match the communication context while maintaining consistency in their commitment to understanding others. This flexibility requires both skill and practice, as well as ongoing reflection on what works best in different situations. The leadership dimension of listening. While listening skills benefit anyone in any role, they take on special significance in leadership contexts where the stakes are higher and the impact of communication extends beyond individual relationships to affect entire teams and organizations. Leaders who listen effectively create ripple effects throughout their organizations, modeling behavior that others emulate and establishing cultural norms that prioritize understanding and collaboration. Leadership listening also involves the ability to synthesize multiple perspectives and find common ground among diverse viewpoints. This skill becomes increasingly important as organizations become more diverse and complex, requiring leaders to navigate competing priorities, conflicting perspectives, and rapidly changing circumstances. Practical implementation strategies. Developing exceptional listening skills requires more than understanding their importance. It demands practical implementation strategies that leaders can apply immediately. One effective approach involves scheduling regular listening sessions with team members, treating these conversations as seriously as any other business meeting. These sessions should focus primarily on understanding rather than problem solving, giving team members space to share their perspectives without immediately jumping to solutions. Another powerful strategy involves practicing reflective listening techniques during everyday conversations. This means paraphrasing what others have said to ensure understanding, asking clarifying questions to dig deeper into important topics, and providing emotional validation when team members share challenging experiences or concerns. Leaders can also improve their listening effectiveness by preparing mentally for important conversations. This preparation involves clearing their minds of distractions, setting intentions to understand rather than persuade, and creating physical environments that support focused listening. Engaging with leadership communities can provide additional insights and support for developing these crucial skills. Measuring the impact of leadership listening. The benefits of improved leadership listening extend far beyond improved relationships. They create measurable improvements in organizational performance. Teams led by effective listeners demonstrate higher levels of engagement, innovation, and collaboration. They also show improved retention rates, as team members feel valued and understood in their work environment. Organizations can measure the impact of leadership listening through various metrics, including employee satisfaction surveys, team performance indicators, and innovation measures. Leaders who prioritize listening often see improvements in all these areas as their teams become more engaged and willing to contribute their best thinking. Conclusion. In a world that often rewards those who speak the loudest or most frequently, the most effective leaders distinguish themselves through their exceptional ability to listen. They understand that leadership communication is fundamentally about creating understanding, building trust, and fostering environments where others can do their best work. These leaders recognize that their greatest impact often comes not from what they say, but from how they listen and respond to what others share with them. The journey toward becoming a listening leader requires ongoing commitment, practice, and reflection. It involves developing new skills, overcoming established habits, and consistently choosing understanding over being understood. However, the rewards for both the leader and their organization make this investment worthwhile. Leaders who master the art of listening create lasting positive change that extends far beyond their immediate sphere of influence, building organizations and teams that thrive through collaboration, innovation, and mutual respect.